That first letter of John is a very nice little letter. It's not very long, but it has a couple of important points. One is that he is writing against people who have said that Jesus did not come in the flesh, or that somehow he is God, but the flesh part was just kind of an appearance and things. And he says, no, Jesus came in the flesh. In fact, that's the only time in the Bible the word antichrist is used. He calls people who said Jesus didn't come in the flesh antichrists. And so in any event, because they are against Christ, because Christ was man, he was human. But he is God as well. He is 100% God, 100% human, but he's only one being, one person, which is a mystery, because normally 100% and 100% adds up to 200%, but with Jesus, it adds up to 100%. He's 100% Jesus. And so in any event, but he is God and he is man. And John also, in both his letter and in the reading and in his gospel, defines love. That's one of the things, because John's most of the first letter, I would say, is talks about love, about us loving one another. In fact, he begins by saying, if you say you love God and hate your neighbor, you are a liar, because how can you love God whom you have not seen and hate your neighbor whom you have seen? And he reminds us that that is how we are created. We are created to love. We are created by a God who he says is love. That's it, which is a pretty profound statement. We've heard that so many times, but it's very profound, because that says that God's very being is love. Now, God is not just love. God is pretty much anything we can think of, because he is an absolute and all of that and all that. But among the things he is love. And so John tries to define how does love show itself? Well, one way love got this God, and God shows himself through this love as well. So anytime love is shown, God is showing himself. Well, the first way that God manifests love is the fact that we're here. Creation is a creation of love. He is so. And God loving, for God wants to give of himself. That's what loving means to God. And so first he gives creation, which as I always say, when we, God at every moment in time holds every molecule, atom, subatomic particle, and everything else. He holds that in existence at all times. Because God is always active. God is always doing something. And so, and he does it out of love, ultimately, for us who can also, who he gives the ability to love as he loves, or at least to love as best we can in the way he loves. And the way he loves, as I say, is giving himself away. Ultimately, and of course, the ultimate example of that is Jesus. Jesus defines what it means for us to love. Jesus came, and as Paul in his letter to the Philippians says, he emptied himself of things, of all things divine. He emptied himself and became like a servant, it says, to love us. So he came for us to give himself to us. And that's what God became one of us to give himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's what he did. Jesus spent his life giving himself away. He gave himself to in teaching. He did not live in splendor and everything. He went out amongst the people, amongst people that oftentimes nobody else would have anything to do with, to talk about God's love and to give God's love away, and to say, then you do this as well. And that's what, in John's gospel, he has the Eucharist, but he also has the foot washing, where he says, do this, as I have done, so do. I want you to do this for one another, as I have washed your feet, as I have been your servant. That's what love is to John and to God, giving yourself away. And ultimately, of course, Jesus gives his very self away, gives his very life away on the cross. But he doesn't do it to give it away. He does it so that he can take it up again and defeat death for us. So that ultimately what he can give us is life. Well, he gives us life first, but then through Jesus, life becomes life in its fullness, so that even death cannot overcome it. And that's ultimately what Jesus wants to give us. And of course, Jesus continues to give himself to us in this sacrament. This sacrament is Jesus himself giving him, he becomes present under the appearances of bread and wine and gives himself to us as he continues. And so he says to us in John's gospel, love one another as I have loved you. Okay. That's easily said and we hear it, but it's not as easy to do because first of all, it goes against, a lot of our culture. The sort of what's in it for me culture. But also it's hard to, we have our own concerns which we have to think about, but ultimately we think about them in terms of we want to ultimately have our mindset being looking for opportunities to give ourselves away. That's kind of the way when I do things, I take care of my own needs, I try to, but then you kind of try to look out, what's an opportunity that I can give myself away, that I can, die to myself? This is what Jesus did. When he says, take up your cross and follow me, he means die to yourself and live for one another. Live for Jesus ultimately first, but through Jesus then we live for one another. That's what love is for God, who is love. And so that's why Jesus and John in John's gospel and John in his letter talks about we need to remain in Christ. We need to live in Jesus, to live in the Spirit. Because when we live in Jesus, when we live in God, God lives in us. And then that is where we are coming from. That is our very mindset, the very nature of how we are existing is that we live in God. And, it's a work in progress that we sort of have to gradually take up our cross and learn to die to ourselves. And we, like with most things in our spiritual life, we take a couple steps forward. We might take a step back, maybe a step and a quarter, however that goes. But we keep going. We keep going ultimately. When we make mistakes, we learn from them. We keep going. When we fall, we have the sacrament of reconciliation for when we fall, because Jesus is always there to pick us up. That's why we're here. That's what I think of that as, is that we fall in our spiritual life, and in reconciliation, Jesus picks us up, takes our hand, and continues, because he's always there to help us to learn how to love one another as he loved us by giving himself away. And so indeed, it's ultimately the path to joy. It's not the path to misery and denial nothing for ourselves or anything. What we get out of it is joy. The joy of being who we were made to be. Because we were made to love. That's why God made us. He made us to love us so that we can love one another and know the joy of loving as God loved. And so that's just something to take with us here as we continue our journey, and ultimately, of course, in a couple of weeks we will celebrate the giving of the Holy Spirit which dwells in us and guides us in that way of how to love as Jesus loved. So we continue this journey of Easter, this journey of the season of life, with the challenge from Jesus to love one another as he loves us.